This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Sandra Cisneros is a daughter of Texas. Well, sort of. I mean, she isn't really a Texan per se, but her writing, mostly involving Latinos and Latino issues, has so resonated among Texas audiences that she was awarded the Texas Medal of the Arts. She was writer in residence at Our Lady of the Lake University in San Antonio once upon a time and received the Texas Institute of Letters Dobie Paisano Fellowship. Cisneros is the author of The House on Mango Street. It's a book so beloved and resonant that it's required reading in middle schools, high schools, and universities across the country. It's sold over 6 million copies since its initial publication, and it's still selling strongly. Well, tomorrow, Cisneros releases her memoir. It's called A House of My Own, Stories from My Life. Joining us to talk about this important book, Clay Smith, editor-in-chief of Texas-based Kirkus Reviews. Clay, I understand this book has been well received overall, but not so much in parts of Texas. What's the story there?
Right. I mean, the beautiful thing about the book is that it goes, you know, through her entire career and her life. One of the moments in her life, though, that got her kind of branded as a, quote, controversial writer occurred in 1997 when she decided to paint her house in the King William District in San Antonio, a historic and, I guess, conservative neighborhood. Mm-hmm. She painted it kind of a bright violet and blue color. And that did not go over well with the Historical Commission. And now that we're talking about it now, it all seems a little bit silly. But at the time, this was kind of a big deal in San Antonio. It made the news, and it certainly was big news in Texas book circles.
So what does that have to do with the book that's coming out? I mean, does she go back and talk about that event?
She does. She does. And she gets right to the heart of the story, which is really who owns history. You know, who gets to tell the official history? I mean, her argument is that San Antonio was once part of Mexico, as of course the entire state was, and that Mexico is awash in vibrant colors. And there's absolutely no reason why her house shouldn't have been a beautiful violet color. So the Historical Commission at the time came back to her and said, I have the list of acceptable colors here, Surrey Beige, Sevres Blue, Hawthorne Green, Frontier Days Brown, or Plymouth Rock Gray. So just in the titles of those colors, you can see that old animosity between Anglo history and, you know, Mexican Latino history. So it seems very petty. It's just the color of a house, but it spoke to a much bigger controversial issue about who owns Texas and who gets to tell the history of our state.
Do you foresee this new collection of autobiographical essays stirring up that old controversy all over again? Or do you think this in some way sort of points a direction out?
You know, I think it's the latter. I think it definitely points a direction out. I mean, I don't think this book is going to, raise the tempest of her controversies again, because it's really a book where she's found a spiritual home and spiritual comfort. I mean, this book is very much about trying to find a home, which all of us have to do, whether that's a spiritual home or, you know, a physical place where we feel like we belong. And she now lives in San Miguel de Allende in Mexico, and it sounds like she's going to stay there.
It sounds like this is a book that's going to resonate with anyone who's been thinking about the meaning of home. The title is A House of My Own. And the author is Sandra Cisneros. We've been speaking with Clay Smith, who's editor-in-chief of Kirkus Reviews. Good to talk with you again, Clay. Thanks so much.
You too, David. Thank you.